Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about contributing. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, "Hi Frederick, great videos. I am a self-taught software developer currently working as a front-end developer. I'm pretty decent at React and I can use the tools well, but I feel like I'll never be good enough to actually contribute to a complex project where you are building the actual tools. For example, I'm in the Bun runtime Discord and I can't follow along at all with what they're saying. So my question is, how can I actually achieve a level of software development where I can fully understand what's going on under the hood?" Well, the long and short of it is that the Bun project is a runtime and you're a front-end developer. There is no overlap whatsoever with the skill set that you are going to acquire as a front-end developer and building a runtime. The people who usually work on runtimes are system levels developers and they're not working in web per se. Well, I mean, they might be as at their day job. It really depends because there are people who, of course, are working on system level stuff in open source, whereas they might, as of in their profession, they're actually like just doing web, like myself. But in order for you to understand what they're saying and sort of the conversations, you will need to learn system levels development, and that usually entails, specifically in this case, since it's a runtime, you're going to need to learn first and foremost how does a programming, like what is a runtime, like what, for example, what is the V8 engine? That's a runtime. A JavaScript engine, technically Node is a runtime, if to be more accurate, and it's running on top of the V8 engine. At last I checked, at the very least. And when you understand what that actually is, that's going to bring you into other things, such as, okay, so how do you actually make a programming language? What is it actually that JavaScript how does JavaScript actually execute the code? Or in this case, a Node, for example, how does Node do things? I mean, there are other runtimes, of course, as well, but since you're already in a front-end environment, Node would probably be the easiest way for you to start. And then when you figure out how, for example, things like, if I say words such as a compiler, what is a compiler? What does that mean? And what does it mean to have an AST or an abstract syntax tree, for example? How does, like, the file that you are creating with JavaScript, like the JavaScript file, how does that code actually get run on your machine, which is what brings us you're going to bring you to the compiler and the runtimes and so forth. And then since you're actually gonna, in this case, Bun is its own runtime, which means that you're gonna have to understand how a kernel works, because the runtime is going to have to communicate with this operating system's kernel in order to execute many of the operations that it wants to execute. And all of these things are happening. I took 2 seconds here to look at the Bun project. So most of it is written in Zig, which is actually a new programming language for me as well. But based on what I could see, it's one of the things I sort of understand why they wanted to use this, I suspect, instead of, say, something like Rust, because it has, as I understood it, cross-compilation built in, which is really nice if you're going to build something like this. Then, well, you're basically in a situation where the skills that you are acquiring are, as I said, they're not going to help you understand anything that they're saying, because the stuff that they are doing is a much, much lower level. And this is where things like background in computer science, computer hardware, things of this nature is what is necessary in order to be able to productively contribute, because the only thing that you have that overlaps with whatever they're doing is that you know the JavaScript syntax. And that's something that might be like a little bit, I mean, this is deeper stuff that most rookie, like new beginner software developers, don't really have a good understanding of. Guys, the JavaScript programming language that you are building, like the code that you are writing in JavaScript, gets converted into something else, if that makes sense. And the thing that does that conversion for you is, well, depending on your context, it might be your browser. In that case, it's just the V8 engine. But say Node, which is a runtime environment, is taking care of that for you. It's converting it to machine code under the hood that allows you to actually execute the different operations, like adding numbers together, like all the functionalities that you have in the JavaScript language that's happening in these engines or like these runtime environments. And as you can imagine, that's a lower level. It's the same thing as, you know, if you're a back-end developer when you're building web servers and so forth, that you're not you're not building the operating system, you're just sort of running your application, handling web stuff, which is just a part of what the operating system can do. And this is the next level. So now you're actually as a runtime environment, you're actually running a process in which someone feeds code. Like the runtime environment is basically, this is a simplification of course, taking the code files that you have created and running that logic through the kernel, or like the basically sending this information to, well, in this case it's going to be an engine of some sort, and those operations are going to run on the underlying operating system. It's the same thing with the backend developers. They are in no way, like, they might be accessing file systems and so forth, but all of those operations are happening through the kernel at the end of the day. That's what it's going to hit. And unless you know how to actually do this sort of low-level programming, you're not going to make a lot of sense of what's being said in those sorts of channels, because it's happening outside of your element. It's sort of, you can think of it as the foundation that you are using in order to do your job. So if you want to contribute there, I would suggest that you start taking courses on what, like, there are plenty of tutorials, everything from how runtimes work, how to build your own programming language, how to create your own compiler. You're probably going to have to learn a little bit about the different kernel differences. I wouldn't necessarily go into that very early on, because I mean, that's not something that everybody has like at the top of their head. It's usually the case that you look these sorts of differences up between the different kernels. And then you were going to have to look at the SIG programming language if you wanted to contribute to specifically Bun. But I mean, there are other programming, like these sort of tools that you can be building that you can contribute to as well. But that is sort of the sort of challenge, or like the task at hand, if you wanted to get into this sort of stuff. And that's where I sort of want people to realize that the complexities of front-end is really, I mean, if you're only doing the web stuff, if you're only, like, as you were saying, you're decent at React, like, React is nothing in comparison to, consuming React is nothing in comparison to what you're talking about. The thing you're talking about is, as I said, it's like, it would be the equivalent of you understanding how to build React. Not just use React, actually make the framework. That's what you're talking about in terms of like difference in skill levels and requirements and knowledge and so forth. So what I want you to take away from this is that if you are a front-end developer and you want to learn how to contribute to the tooling that might be used as part of your stack, in this case it's Bun, but it could have been Node or whatever, you're basically looking at becoming a system levels developer or something very similar to it. You know, I mean, systems level development is like gigantic. There's tons of stuff that you could be doing, but this is highly specialized work, not something that an average web developer is going to know anything about. It's something that you either do for a living, because a classic one is that you are working in embedded systems areas, stuff like that. That's very common. You see people who have a fairly deep understanding of hardware and hardware programming. They are usually found in these sorts of projects. Not exclusively, people are, I mean, like myself, I'm not a master of this stuff by any means, but I find it interesting. So, you know, trying to build your own Lexer or things like, you know, you're building a small simple compiler, etc. There are tons of things that you could be doing in order to sort of get your hands dirty with this sort of stuff and then take it from there. But you're definitely looking at learning a fair bit more than what you've been doing if you've only been doing web, because we're talking about understanding what a runtime is, that's number one, and then understanding how a programming language actually works and how that gets compiled into something that can run on the kernel or on the operating system. Basically, all of those layers are necessary in order for you to understand how to actually contribute to a project like this. And then on top of this, you're going to have to learn the SIG programming language if you wanted to do some pull requests or something like that, unless you're going to do something else, because I saw the project had a lot of other stuff going on as well that you could probably contribute a little bit to. But it's a fairly you can almost think of getting good at this is a similar task to basically learning to be, you know, a full stack developer or something like that. If you're a front end developer, it's like a completely different area of technology within IT that you're going to have to learn, just as you learned how to be a front end developer. Have a great day.